Tucker Show.
The bandwidth for this episode of the Power Factor Show is brought to you by the Firearms Radio Network. Firearmsradio.tv.
Sponsored by Taylor Freelance, Rainier Ballistics, Hodgson Powders, and JPL Precision.
Hey everybody, welcome to Power Factor. Today we're going to talk about goals and goal setting and what that means and why it's important to you. Goals are a personal definition of what success looks like. Goal setting and achievement is the one thing that takes you from one skill level to another. Goals need to be realistic. They can't be too simple and that you would immediately accomplish them. And on the other hand, they can't be too difficult that you're bound to fail. So you want your goals to be a challenge with respect to your shooting, but you don't want to make it such that, you know, that let's say you go out to the range and immediately you achieve your goal very quickly. On the other hand, if you find that your goal is taking a very long time to accomplish, it may be that you set the bar too high and you need to maybe have some smaller stepping stones toward that larger goal. With respect to goals, actually, some people actually keep a diary or a notebook of what their goals are and how they're progressing toward them. I personally don't do that, but a lot of people actually do recommend keeping a shooting diary of how they're doing, what they went out and practiced on, and what their goals are and what their movement toward that goal is. So it might be something that you may want to consider. So goals are kind of broken down into four different categories, which we'll talk about here, but primarily the categories are practice goals, competition goals, short-term goals, and long-term goals. So let's start out with practice goals and discuss what those are, and we'll see how that fits into the larger picture. So practice goals, obviously, as it sounds, are goals that you set for practice sessions. Practice goals are all about skill improvement. It may take many different practice sessions to achieve that particular goal, but that's the idea that these are things that you want to work on in practice. So some examples of practice goals may be improving your strong hand, weak hand shooting skills, such that, you know, for most people, they're a really good freestyle, they shoot fairly well strong hand, but when it comes to weak hand shooting, usually their accuracy and or speed is a bit slower than their strong hand shooting. So what a really good goal might be is to work on your weak hand shooting skills such that it is just as good as your strong hand shooting. And then another goal might be that you want to work on your weak hand strong hand shooting skills such that you see no degradation in performance relative to your freestyle shooting. So another example might be of a shooting goal would be to improve your long distance shooting skills, such as your, you know, 25 yard or 50 yard group shooting. That's for a lot of people, you know, that's kind of a downside of shooting. They don't go off and spend a lot of time doing that. When they get to a stage that requires a lot of accuracy, they haven't worked on that. So for a lot of people, setting a goal to improve that part of your shooting skill might really have a high benefit payoff. Another example might be bill drills. And bill drills are a measure of speed. The classic bill drill is 7 yards from the holster, draw, fire 6 rounds in less than 2 seconds. That's actually a goal that I worked at for a while when I achieved master level. And it is, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's a kind of a pointless exercise, but it does work on trigger speed, and it also does work on draw speed and all, just basically speed all over and the fundamentals. Not so much of a accuracy drill, but more of a speed drill. Another example of a drill might be working on or setting a goal to work on your target transitions or splits. So you may set a particular par time for your target transitions and your splits on a target. Again, when you're doing that kind of a drill, make sure that you're doing the same target to target separation and the same distance from you to the targets. when you do that. So you have a common baseline that you're working on, because the problem is that if the targets are different, or if they're, say, hardcover or at different distances or different transitions between the two, then you have no baseline that you're working on, so you don't really know if you're actually improving or not. And that's the one common thing here, is that when you're doing any of these drills, you want to make, or goal setting, you want to make sure that the drills that you are doing are set up with a standard baseline, so you're not deviating from that. You can actually quantifiably measure improvement in your shooting. So another example might be classifier drills. You may have particular classifiers that you use as a measure of your improvement. And this is not to say that you're going to go out and start grooving classifiers or intentionally trying to shoot particular classifiers to ace them, to set a artificial high bar for yourself when it comes to classification. Classic example of gram bagging. But it is a good measure to go out. There are some particular classifiers. I actually like the El Prez, because El Prez really, has everything. It has a reload. It has fairly fast splits between the targets. It's a well-defined classifier. There's a lot of data on it out there. Historically, it's one of the classifiers that's always been used to measure IPSC shooters. And it's kind of funny, because way back in the day, they used to say a D-class shooter would be able to shoot that, I think, in like 15 seconds or less. And obviously, that's not the case anymore these days. It's quite a bit faster than that. Another example is shooting a particular stand clean. And as an example there, from a shotgunning standpoint, it's always a goal to go in at any stand that you shoot and shoot 10 for 10 or 8 for 8 or whatever it is. In other words, drop no clay targets at all. That's a really nice goal to have. I like trying to do that, and it basically is a really good goal to have. It's interesting that one of the guys that I shoot with, Dave Jeffrey, that is his goal to shoot that, because he gets a kiss from his wife whenever he shoots this particular stand clean. So that's his goal, is to get kisses when he's shooting. Another example of a practice goal would be learning to master a particular target presentation. So for me, one target presentation that I seemingly always have trouble with is a following pair, where the two targets are very close to each other, moving or tracking each other. It's actually really not a following pair, it's a true pair, but the targets are following. And for some reason, that particular presentation just frustrates me. I can usually get the lead bird, but I have a problem on the trailing bird. And I particularly don't know what the right process is to go and shoot that right now. I'm primarily a sustained lead type of a guy, or move, mount, and shoot. Some people have recommended using swing through. I find that I don't shoot swing through very well, but maybe I shoot it better now. I don't know. But at any rate, it's a goal for me to master that particular target presentation, because it eats me up. Every time I go shoot sporting clays and I see that, it's like, oh boy, here we go. It's basically watch my score tank right about here. And it would be nice not to go into that particular, stage with that mindset of, oh, gee, I'm going to fail now, of having confidence in shooting that, saying, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. So that's one of my goals right now, is to learn to shoot that target presentation. Another goal might be learning to master a new target engagement technique. So examples there are maybe like learning how to shoot collapsing lead, or learning how to shoot swing through, or learning how to shoot intercept method, or all these different types of methods. Because all these have different applications of when you can use them, and it's good to know how to go and be able to shoot them when they are needed. You don't want to be a one-trick pony where you only know how to do one thing and one thing very well. You want to be flexible or adaptable, and it's good to have that goal to go out and learn how to master those other those shooting techniques. Another example might be learning to master a particular station in skeet. So a lot of people will have particular sometimes stations in skeet that eat them up. Sometimes it's this is kind of funny. It's for right-handed shooters, it seems like it's always you're doing really well and you get to station six and you're on the doubles on station six, and there's that the low house going away bird and the high house coming in, and a lot of times people will break away from that low house bird trying to get onto the high house bird faster and not pay enough attention to it and miss it. Or people may have trouble at station four on the leads that are involved there, or maybe you have problems at station eight. Station eight is kind of a bit of a trick shot, and you just have to have fast reaction time to the target. So those are types of goals that you can go off and have for different practice sessions. So let's move on now to competition goals. And obviously for people who don't shoot competition, this really isn't going to apply. But for those of you who do, competition goals are obviously goals that you set for competition matches. So one particular example might be winning your division or class. So if you are shooting production and you're at, you know, the A master, grandmaster level, your goal for that particular match is to go and win that division. So you're trying to win production division. If you are a lower class shooter, your chances of probably winning that particular division are not very good, but there's a very good chance that you can win your class. So that would be your particular goal, is to win your class in the division that you're shooting. Another goal might be shooting a particular score on the classifier. So if you're trying to move up, you know, you get to all the club matches, usually will always include a classifier stage, and your goal should basically be to shoot the classifier very well. Don't go and hot rod it and try to, you know, grand bag it that you're going at above your skill level, but you don't want to tank it or blow it either. So that should be your goal for shooting the classifiers, is to do well and shoot a representative score. Push it a little bit, but don't excessively push it. Another example might be shooting the match clean. That's one goal that I always had when pistol shooting, is that I strived when doing this to always shoot and not have any penalties and not have any misses. I would literally judge my particular club match by blown stages, and blown stages to me was any stage that had a penalty or any stage that had a miss. So I wanted to have basically zero blown stages, and that was my goal a lot of times when shooting, was to just shoot very consistently and shoot well, but not to have any misses or penalties, because those are the things that eat you up. If you shoot really consistently well, you may not, you know, burn down every stage and you may not win every stage, but if you shoot every stage well, there's a very good chance that you will win the division or win your class in that division, because other guys will be out there hot rodding it and they'll blow it. And if they tank a stage, that's just, you know, points for you. Another example might be finishing within the top, and I'm going to call it X, at a major match. So a lot of times at major matches, and now I'm talking like regional or state or area championships, depending on where you are in terms of a class shooter. You know, when I was shooting, I was master class. And at club matches, I sometimes could end up beating grandmasters, but usually you go to a major match and you're not going to beat the grandmasters, because they obviously attract the really, really good shooters. But, you know, if you say, well, okay, I'm probably not going to, you know, win or come in first high overall, but I want to get within the top 10 or whatever your number is, your baseline number is. So that's another good way to set a goal of at major matches, just to finish within a certain percentage or of the winner, or within the top, you know, pick your own number as an example. So another idea that you could work on as a goal is staying focused and staying calm. And that's one thing that can be really difficult for a lot of people when they go to matches, is dealing with the pressure, match pressure. Unfortunately, the only way you can really deal with that is to go and shoot matches. There's a lot of stuff that you can do in preparation to try to work on stress, try to work on pressure, but there is no substitute for the real thing. And the only way to get through that really is to go and shoot lots of club matches to get, you know, I'm going to say the butterflies out there. And then as you move up to the more major matches, again, the butterflies will kind of creep in. But as you start shooting more of those, they, you know, or go away. And eventually you'll get to the point that you can go into any match and the butterflies or just the nervousness will not affect you at all. So that's one thing that you really want to work toward, because when you're nervous or when you're tense, your shooting will definitely degrade. Another example would be shooting a score that would win the class above you. This is one thing that I like to do now in the shotgun sports. I'm right now in E class, but it's my goal to actually shoot and win what would be D class. And again, this gets back into what I was saying of finishing with the top X. I like to finish, if I can, within the top three of C class at my at the club matches that I'm shooting at. So that's one of my goals right now, is to shoot a score that is considerably higher than the class that I'm in, and if not, place in the top three, if I can, of a class that's actually two above where I'm at right now. Another example would be to, here in shooting, don't compare yourself to other shooters directly. Don't go and say, I want to beat, you know, Ted at this match. That's my goal, is to beat Ted, because the problem is that if Ted has a really bad match, then you don't really know where you are. You want all of your goals to really be representative of a common baseline, not of a variable, and particularly not of somebody else. So it's good to say that, you know, I want to finish within the top, you know, X of a given match, but you don't want to say, I'm aiming for this guy. You know, this is the guy that I want to beat. Because the problem is, you're really setting a false goal. Basing a goal off somebody else's performance really is not a goal at all that you can quantifiably measure your improvement on. So you want to watch out for that. You want to make sure that when you're doing competition goal setting, that it's a solid baseline that you can measure and see, you know, match over match over match of how you're progressing, not relative to somebody else. Now, if that somebody else is progressing really well, okay, well, that might be a good representation, but generally speaking, it's not really good to pick a particular person and use them as your benchmark. So the next thing is short-term goals. And short-term goals are usually goals that last or have a duration of roughly a period of a year or less. So examples of a short-term goal might be advancing to the next class level. So as an example for me, right now, my short-term goal for this year is to get into D class. And right now, the way the NSCA works is that they use what's called a punch-based system, and that you earn a punch or punches for all of your match wins. And then when you achieve a certain number, you go into the next division. The next class. So it's my goal for this year is to achieve enough punches to get into D class. And realistically speaking, at the rate that I'm shooting, it's not going to be possible for me to get into C class this year, even though it's probably really where I truly belong. So my goal for next year of 2015, assuming that I get into D class this year, will be to get into C class next year. So another example for a short-term goal is learning to be more consistent as a shooter. That's one thing that I'm always trying to work on, is consistency, and that's something that you should work on also, is shooting a very consistent score, or being very consistent in your shooting, be it, you know, sporting clays or skeet or IDPA or USPSA. And again, like I mentioned before, in terms of competition, to me, consistency was not blowing stages. So that's one thing that you want to work on, of shooting lots of A's. Set that as your goal, of being very consistent and not having blown stages, and being more consistent, I should say, in your shooting. Another example might be refining a particular shooting skill. So you may have a shooting skill that you're working on, and you may want to work on that refinement over a year. So maybe, you know, for me, my shooting skills are probably different than a lot of yours, coming from a shotgun background. But what I'm typically looking at is working on target presentations, pre-shot routines, stuff like this, of visualization, getting the gun in front of the bird, stabilizing the pitcher, stuff like that. For you, it could be working on, let's say, prone shooting, or long distance shooting, or speed, or working on shooting where there's hard cover or lots of no shoots, or accuracy, or things of that nature. Or kneeling, that's another good one, of being able to shoot from a squatted or kneeling position. So examples there are basically just shooting skill related goals for short term. And again, you want to work on this stuff. It's not, you know, it's not something that you go out and just immediately accomplish. This stuff takes time to accomplish it. Another example for a short-term goal might be preparing for and shooting a particular match. So you may say, hey, I want to shoot the Area 1 Championship this year, but to shoot the Area 1 Championship and get to the point for that particular match where I want to win my class or whatever, I need to shoot X, Y, and Z club matches because I know this particular club has, known for, let's say, a lot of speed shooting, and this other club is known for a lot of accuracy shooting, and so on and so forth. So you want to kind of set a map or a road plan, if you will, of progression toward this major match that you're trying to shoot. So pick these other smaller venues out that you can shoot, work on your shooting skills, get your level up, preparing for a major match, and then you should be ready for it. The last example is long-term goals. And long-term goals are goals that take more than a year. And these are usually very high, kind of lofty goals. I don't want to say that they're, the unobtainium type goals, but if you're really pushing yourself hard, you want to have long-term goals of what you're trying to strive for. So an example of a long-term goal would be an accomplishment of a specific high class that you would like to become. So maybe for some of you might be saying, hey, I want to become a master class shooter, or I want to be a grandmaster shooter, or something like that. So that would be an example of a long-term goal. Another example of a long-term goal would be shooting the nationals. That's one thing that when I was shooting pistol shooting, I always said, hey, I just want to shoot the nationals just once to at least say that I did it. And did it quite a few years ago back in Las Vegas when they first moved it there. So that for me was one of my long-term goals as a pistol shooter, is I wanted to actually go and experience the nationals and see what it was all about. Another example might be shooting internationally. So for those of you who are shooting USPSA, maybe you want to go shoot IPSC. Maybe you want to go shoot the world shoot or something like that. Which means for doing that, you're going to have to go off and shoot the different IPSC qualifier matches that they have to be able to go off and shoot that. So that might be an example of a long-term goal of shooting internationally or going to a different country or something like that. Or even just shooting IPSC in different countries. That's another idea of something. You can say, hey, I want to go and learn how to shoot or go shoot IPSC in Ecuador or something like that. So that would be an example of a long-term goal. Another goal might be for shotgunners is progressing and being able to shoot in the Olympics. That's, the highest level, I think, for shotgunners is probably shooting in the Olympics, be it in skeet or trap or doubles, trap or whatnot. So that would be an example of a long-term goal for a shotgun shooter. And lastly, another example of a long-term goal might be becoming a sponsor to professional shooter. So a lot of people say, hey, I really am enjoying this. I really think it would be great to become sponsored, to be professional, and make this my day job. And for some people, boy, that's a really high goal to accomplish. But there are people that have gone off and done it, and it takes a lot of hard work to do that in terms of marketing yourself, but also shooting skills and being able to go out there and hit that kind of a goal. So those are just some of the ideas or points there in terms of goals, but the idea here is that individual goals represent stepping stones to other goals. So practice goals are effectively a stepping, where you improve your skills, are a stepping stone towards, say, competition goals if you're shooting competition. And then competition goals could then be a stepping stone toward short-term goals. And then short-term goals are then a stepping stone toward long-term goals. And you can kind of see how they all kind of add up. They're all in line. It's a progression, so to speak. The goals are effectively building blocks. You achieve one and you build on that and you move on to the next level, and you achieve that and you move on to the next level, and so on and so forth. The downside of not having shooting goals is you become stagnant. You effectively kind of shoot with no purpose. You effectively kind of lose the joy of shooting because you're not really accomplishing anything. Goals drive you towards self-improvement and honestly make shooting fun. And I've talked before, well, actually I haven't really talked in detail about the burnout that I went through in terms of pistol shooting years ago, but I think a lot of you know about that, and we've kind of mentioned it here and there. When I was doing that, I was a couple percentage points away from Grandmaster, but I really had no desire to get to the Grandmaster level. I was and still am a chief range officer. I had a lot of people suggest that I should go and become a range master, but to be honest, I had no real burning desire to go off and do that. So I was kind of just, I would say, going through the motions. I was going out and shooting, but I wasn't really shooting with a purpose or shooting with a goal. And to me, it just kind of felt like, you know, like you're a boat in the middle of the ocean with no rudder and you don't know where you're going, and you're kind of just going in circles. And I don't really think that was the primary cause of burnout, but I'm fairly confident that it may have definitely led toward it, because in the case of burnout, is you kind of feel like you're going and doing all this and it's beginning to feel like a job and there's no joy in it anymore. And at least with having goals is that you have enjoyment. I mean, it's kind of personal satisfaction of saying, hey, I set this particular goal out and I accomplished it. And now I'm going to set another goal and move on to the next one. And that's one thing, in that when you achieve your goal, immediately set another goal or have another goal basically in mind or in plan that when you accomplish the first one. And you also may have multiple goals in play at the same time. But I would really caution against shooting with no goal whatsoever. And it can be simple stuff. I mean, like I was saying, working on skill building is a goal. And, you know, pick some particular skill that you want to work on and make that, you know, the thing that you're trying to accomplish. And that at least that is a goal, but you're doing something, you're seeing some progression and some enjoyment, as opposed to just, you know, kind of like going through the motions and spinning around in a circle, so to speak. So, anyway, so that does it for goal setting. I hope you got something out of that. You can contact us at powerfactorshow@gmail.com and or Facebook. And between now and then, until you see you next time, break them all.